Excellencies, distinguished participants, welcome back to our session. Before I proceed with item three of our agenda, a couple of logistical issues. For the remaining speakers under agenda item two, so slots 39 to 76, we will be resuming the discussion after the conclusion of agenda item three, if time allows us to. Please follow the discussion via UN Web TV and reconnect to Interprefy platform once agenda item three is concluded. When logging into the Interprefy link, please use the name of the organization which accredited you for the event. If the moderators do not recognize the name of your organization from the registration process, you may not be given the floor. You may consult the speakers list with registered name of the organization already on the webpage of the forum. Since the capacity of the platform for speakers is limited, we kindly request participants who will not take the floor during the session or have already taken the floor and do not wish to speak again to please log off and watch the rest of the debate on UN Web TV, which is HTTP, what do we call this? /webtv.un.org to alleviate the platform. So we shall now begin our consideration of item three of our agenda entitled International Legal and Institutional Framework. Now, according to the program of the work of the forum, although there is no international legal definition of hate speech, international law does prohibit advocacy of national, racial, or religious hatred that constitutes an incitement to discrimination, hostility, and violence. In the absence of such a definition, the term hate speech may be at risk of being abused to impose uniformity of views, curtailing dissent, and shrinking civic space. It is thus essential to also ensure the protection of the right to freedom of expression when addressing hate speech. Freedom of expression is only subject to a very small number of strict permissible restrictions under international law. We will discuss the relevant international human rights obligations, in particular the importance of ensuring the complementarity between Articles 19, freedom of expression, and Article 20, prohibition of advocacy of national, racial, or religious hatred of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, and Articles 4, prohibition of incitement to racial discrimination and hatred, and 5, the right of everyone to enjoy, inter alia, the freedom of opinion and expression as provided for by the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination. We will discuss how legislative, human rights, and institutional frameworks can address impunity and ensure accountability for hate crimes against minorities that are triggered by online hate speech. I further invite participants to offer possible effective solutions inter alia within the context of implementation of Sustainable Development Goal 16, which is aimed at promoting peaceful and inclusive societies for sustainable development, providing access to justice for all, and building effective, accountable, and inclusive institutions at all levels. In order to further clarify the international laws, we will consider the Human Rights Committee General Comment No. 34 of 2011 on the freedoms of opinion and expression, the Human Rights Committee General Recommendation No. 35 of 2013 on combating racist hate speech, the Rabat Plan of Action on the prohibition of advocacy of national, racial, or religious hatred that constitutes incitement to discrimination, hostility, or violence, and the Beirut Declaration on Faith for Rights and its 18 commitments. It is my pleasure to welcome our panelists for the discussion, Mr. Talagh McGonigal, Professor of Law at the Universities of Leiden and Amsterdam, Mr. Sanyun Kim, Professor of Law at the Graduate School of Ryokoku University, Kyoto, Japan, Ms. Agustina Del Campo, Director of the Center for Studies on Freedom of Expression and Access to Information at the University of Palermo, Buenos Aires. Your speaking time will be 7 minutes each. It is my pleasure to now give the floor to our first panelist, Mr. Tarlac McGonigal. The floor is yours. Thank you.
Special Rapporteur.